So Donald Trump is being attacked for having a bad economy. A recession is coming. It's all his fault. Now Democrats are trying to claim that he, quote, ruined the economy that Barack Obama built. Not a joke. Bakari Sellers last night on CNN. And Diaz, if you got that queued up, I want you to play this. Take a listen to this. It's unbelievable.
To be increasingly nervous at the possibility of a recession, just as he is gearing up his campaign for re-election. But what about the Democrats hoping to unseat him? Would a recession help or hurt the eventual Democratic nominee? It's a good discussion for Joe Lockhart, Bakari Sellers. Gentlemen, hello. Good evening to you. So glad that you can both be on. Bakari, I'm going to start with you. If a recession hit during the primary contest, would that play out? How would that play out in the Democratic race?
Well, first of all, I don't think any Democrat, I know Joe and myself both are not hoping that the country goes into a recession. We don't want individuals to have to suffer more than they are. But what we are seeing is that the proverbial chickens are coming home to roost. Donald Trump inherited a great economy from Barack Obama, one that was steadily growing. And everybody remembers the doldrums, the pits that Barack Obama lifted the economy up from. But now you have a tax scam for the top 1%. Which is raising our deficit. I know you had my former governor, Mark Sanford, on earlier.
Let me just stop there, because that's all you need to hear there. And he goes on to this diatribe of saying that, you know, he inherited an economy. Let me just give you the facts. November the 7th, 2016, 14 states had an unemployment rate below 4%. Today, 34 states have an unemployment rate below 4%. I want to ask you one question. What happened on November the 8th, 2016? Joining me now to talk about this is a good friend of the show, National Press Secretary for Donald Trump's campaign for 2020, Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh, you're the smart one. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here and make you look bad or anything, but I bet you can figure out this trivia question. What happened on November the 8th, 2016?
Well, it's a pretty easy answer. President Trump got elected and revived this ailing economy. And it's interesting to hear Democrats just outright lie about the economy. Under Barack Obama and Joe Biden, we had the slowest economic recovery since World War II. That is a fact. It was horrible. We barely came back from the recession. Recessions have a natural arc where the economy is supposed to bounce back. Well, that didn't happen under Obama, and it was the slowest since World War II. It all changed. All the economic indicators changed in reverse on November 8th, 2016. And Kevin Hassett showed that very vividly in a series of charts during a White House press briefing about a year ago. So the facts don't lie, but it appears that several on CNN do.
It was, again, you look at these numbers, and I go back to it again for people that are listening. November the 7th, 2016, there were only 14 states in America that had an unemployment rate below 4%. 34 states now in this country have an unemployment rate below 4%. And yet, Bakari Seller and other Democrats say now Donald Trump ruined the Obama economy. This is how crazy they've gotten. They are actually trying to convince people that the economy was good before Trump got elected, and now he ruined it and putting us into a recession. The president mentioned earlier today that, you know, now the media and many on the left, Democrats, those running against him in the primary, they're obsessed with advocating and supporting and hoping for a recession. They're obsessed with it. I want to get your reaction to this. I've never seen so many people running for president actually rooting against our own economy, which would hurt actual people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, Bill Maher actively rooting for a recession. There was an author over at New York Magazine openly pontificating about it and whether a recession is worth it in the short term for President Trump not being there in the long term. You had an MSNBC host saying the same thing. Oh, recessions aren't so bad. You know, maybe it's time for one. I mean, you have never heard this before. The media actively rooting for pain upon the American people, the media and the left. It's truly breathtaking to listen to and watch.
When you see this now, this active, you know, I thought Democrats were supposed to be the party that was always defending and looking out for the little one. I mean, you heard the same line last night from Bakari Sellers where he said there, that this president only represents top 1%. The statistics clearly show that's a lie. He has lifted out people out of poverty. The lowest unemployment rate among African Americans in U.S. history is under Donald Trump, not under Barack Obama. The lowest unemployment rate for single mothers is under Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. The lowest unemployment rate among Hispanics in this country in history is under Barack, is under Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. Yet they're out there acting as if somehow he inherited this amazing thing and then his policies screwed up, when clearly his policies and the Trump tax cuts have had a significant impact on bringing every American and their earning potential and their job security up significantly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, all day I've been writing some press releases for various states, and I've been poring over the economic indicators for each and every state. And the numbers are amazing, and they don't lie. When, you know, in several of these states, President Trump lost, you know, more than 1,000 manufacturing jobs, and President Trump has added, in some cases, more than 16,000 just in a given state. When you look at, and the unemployment rate was double digits under President Obama at its all-time high, and President Trump has lowered all of these unemployment rates, bringing tens of thousands of jobs back to respective states. You know, the numbers don't lie. The facts do not lie. They are there. And the American people take notice. It's why the president consistently notches high approval ratings on the economy.
Let's talk about the president's comments about payroll taxes and break that down for people, what he may be looking at, what he may be advocating for here. He's made it very, very clear that he's going to keep fighting for the economy. Payroll taxes, some people may not understand what it would do. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get ahead of the White House here, because the White House leads on future policy. We just have the campaign to help the president's achievements. So I would just say that it'd be a significant tax break for the American people that would follow on the heels of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which gave the average American household about $1,400 back in their paycheck. So this would be yet another continuation of the low tax deregulation of President Trump's policies.
Yeah, the president's also been talking a lot about this trade war with China. Some people say that the president flinched and backed down on China recently. Give me the perspective of what he really did accomplish here, because there are some people that it's a complicated issue with China. I said the reason why we had the ability to even think about doing what the president's done with China, the reason why we've had the ability to do it, is really because we had such a great economy that we were willing to be able to play this game with China for a little bit without it really hurting us.
Right, exactly. But the fact is that China has been taking advantage of the United States for decades. It's something, you know, we've seen to the tune of billions of dollars lost in trade deficit to China each year. And, you know, if there's ever a time to take on China to remedy the imbalance, that it's not just their onerous tariffs, it's the fact that they force U.S. companies to fork over their technology in order to participate in the Chinese economy. It's the fact that they steal intellectual property. You know, if there's ever a time to take on China for the seven ills that they commit upon American society, as Peter Navarro routinely refers to, that time is now. When we have the strongest economy in modern history, and I think this is something farmers understand. I think this is something Americans understand and consumers understand. We've got to remedy this. We've got to fix it, because it costs us billions each year. And ultimately, when this is all fixed, and if Democrats ever pass the USMCA, it would add to GDP. It would add roughly a percentage point, I think, is the estimate for the USMCA alone.
You know, it's interesting, because Democrats always say they have something to offer on the economy. My guest with me is Kayleigh McEnany, National Press Secretary for Trump Campaign 2020. Jill Biden had something interesting to say, that basically, hey, you may like another candidate better, but you got to beat Trump, and maybe you have to swallow a little bit, referring to her own husband. I mean, I've seen a lot of gaffes in politics. This one was one where I couldn't believe that a wife of a candidate who's leading in the polls would say to people, sometimes you just have to swallow a little bit.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty remarkable to watch, like showing that your husband is the least bad of a bunch of terrible alternatives. It's really not what you want to hear your spouse say, not a ringing endorsement here. So now Joe Biden doesn't have an endorsement, or at least not a full throttle one, from his wife. Doesn't have one from President Obama, who he worked for 8 years. And I'm not sure Joe could even fully advocate for himself, as we've seen in these debates. you know, Sleepy Joe Biden it is. I think that's a perfect nickname or moniker for him.
Last question for you. I want to talk real quick about the Democrats attacking Israel, Tlaib and Omar not giving up with this Israel drama. For people that maybe haven't been paying attention to this, a quick recap is Israel said, no, you're not going to come over if you're going to incite riots and protests and things and attack us while you support terrorists. Then you had this email, this letter go out to Israel saying, can I please come see my grandmother? And with stipulations in it that she would agree to abide by. They then granted her the ability to come to leave and visit her grandmother in the West Bank. And then they say, and then she comes out and says, oh, I'm not going anymore because of your repressive things that you're forcing me to do, that I'm actually the one that proposed them. Do you think they learned their lesson on this one? Did they get busted enough, or do you think the media is going to help cover for them?
Yeah, I think they never quite learned their lesson, and they have Democrats covering for them. And ultimately, I don't think any Democrat from Joe Biden to Nancy Pelosi or any of the others will hold them to account. I mean, this was a political stunt. The group that they wanted to escort them, as you well know, has a history of supporting terrorists, has a history of supporting posts from neo-Nazis on their website. And this is the group that two U.S. congresswomen were going to go to Israel and tour with. I mean, it's disgusting, not to mention the cartoons that Tlaib and Omar posted on their social media accounts that are designed by the cartoonist who came in second place in the Holocaust denial contest over in Iran. I mean, this is disgusting anti-Semitism we routinely see. And for them to turn the cards or try to turn the table back on President Trump and Israel is just an attempt to distract from their anti-Semitic remarks.
Well, Kelly, I appreciate you coming on. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Have fun on the campaign trail. Try to get some sleep when you can. National Press Secretary for Trump Campaign 2020. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. It's the Ben Ferguson Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Much more coming up. 535-9732, 535-9732, 1-800-474-9732. Coming up next, a reporter, White House journalist who hates the president. Her bodyguard has been charged with assault for throwing out a journalist trying to cover a journalist. I'll tell you the details on this journalist that hates the White House and the president coming up next and her hypocrisy. 600 WREC and 92.1 FM.